This is 5268, departing Beaverton Transit Center.
Hey, 5268. So did they show up and get that person off the bus, or did they get off on their own?
They showed up, and after a bit, the police officer was able to wake him up, and he was able to walk off the bus.
All right, I copy. Thank you. Glad you're doing good, and have a good rest of your shift.
So just for future, is that the proper response? Because I feel like that was maybe an overreaction. Just, I don't know, almost that's the first time I've called for that, so.
I'm sorry, my partner just went on break. What did you send in? Did you send in a priority or a sleeper check?
It was a sleeper check, but because of me not having very many details, it sounds like the whole no response thing that they sent, like, everybody, and it seemed like a lot.
It just depends. We usually give them all the information we have, and they make the call on who they send, whether it's just police or medical, but based on what information you give us. So if they're asleep, it's a sleeper check. If you feel they're having a medical issue, then I would send a higher priority message, and then just always give us the most information you have. You know, we always want to know if their color looks good, if you can tell if they're breathing, you know, if they're, you know, any kind of responsiveness, stuff like that.
Okay. I just want to make sure I did the right thing, because, like, yeah, I raised my voice, I clinked on the bars, and I did pretty much everything except for physically touch him, and even when everybody got on the bus, like, to check, he didn't move until the police officer, like, sat him up with his hand, so.
All right. Well, it sounds good. We got him up and moving, and you're good to go. So thank you. You did the right thing.
I did not catch any of that last message.
Nope, you're good to go. That was all good information, and we got him up, and so you can roll.